John F. Kennedy Library, President's Office Files, Presidential Recordings Collection, Tape Number 45. 6 minutes, 11 seconds of this tape have been excised for reasons of national security. The 8 excisions have been indicated. For additional information, please see Recording Log Number 45.
$2 million. Sean may must, he understands about the a radical regime, or the Mumba regime coming into power at Leopoldville and taking arms from the Russians. By then we will have pulled out, and that he will be faced with a much more direct threat than the UN. Does he see that?
Well, I tried to convince him of this. He's very unrealistic. He thinks he has political control in Congo. I really think he thinks in the aftermath of the fall of Abdullah, he can come to power.
Is that possible?
That's right. He said so even the other day. He's got an organization in a lot of these places, people he's paying money to, who he thinks probably more powerful than they are.
We don't think that it's probable that Shambe would be backed, even if he'd buy it, because he has the taint of having shot the Mumba and all of this kind of thing. So he's got a lot to live down before he can be the ruler, and that is in the figure, the ruler of the Congo. This is George's latest paper, which I like to bring you
today. That brings right up today. This is consistent with Bumboko's presentation.
Excision 1. 2 minutes, 10 seconds excised.
Excision 2, 1 minute, 17 seconds excised.
Indicating that military equipment is coming, and some of these other visible grandfather ruled by decree, which would be a very difficult thing. It would complicate their relations with the UN, it would complicate their public relations with other countries who are now supporting the plan.
Why
didn't
you
If we could get these tripartite observation teams, which Katanga, Congo, and UN, up in North Katanga, observing the points of contact between the ANC and the Indian Army, we could stop this fight. They both appear to be willing to do this. In deference to Shambe, he has done everything he promised he would do. He's difficult, but the carrying out of this thing requires
Italians can't even, so that there's no other Western powers doing anything. We haven't done enough to get the job.
this dignifies a rebuttal. I'd like to pass this back and say the department didn't pass this to the president. They took it.
Okay, sorry.
He still acts like he wants to carry out the plan. He really does. And then he hasn't publicly disavowed it or backtracked.
Now, who's going to give him this letter back?
Well, we'll ask Dean to. We'll say that the department didn't consider this.
They got to who to give it to. How this should come to me.
Through Dean.
The consulate. See, it's on a cover letter to consulate.
Excision 3, 7 seconds excised.
Take a shot at a letter to him in the next couple of days. We'll get one from you to Adola in
can't pass the Constitution, of course, then he doesn't get the... Is the Constitution the one we want passed?
Quite frankly, you can make anything you want to out of this Constitution. It's very flexible, and it really depends on the deals you make within the framework of the Constitution.
But, George, they call the Parliament back. What are they going to do, submit this Constitution then?
Yes.
And if they pass it...
They go to the provinces. It has to be passed by two-thirds of the provinces.
Well, then it's on, that's part of the movement of the plan.
That's right.
And what else do we want to do?
Well, we want him to organize the tripartite observation teams and get them up to the north. We want him in the Wilton to issue the amnesty. This is directly up to him.
Yeah.
And Chambers has agreed to send his people up to take the oath. We want him then to start negotiating with the military commission on the immigration of forces, which involves give and take on a big scale, and real flexibility. Also in the Revenue and Foreign Exchange Commission, to reach a realistic cut of the profits and revenues and foreign exchange.
Does the Moco show any inclination to do all these things?
The Moco doesn't talk very cooperatively about this sort of thing. All he talks about is the fact that you can't trust Chambay.
So what is his suggestion? How does he take things going to solve this?
Mboko's real idea is for the UN to impose it.
I think we have to get him to understand that the chances of that are very slim.
Well, I think he also has another view, and that is that the central government is strong. They can negotiate. But he personally shows no interest in negotiating. Adoa is the man who instructed in Bulula. I never got any impression that Mboko played a role in it.
I think, George, one other thing we want them to do, and that is to cooperate with the training and the green plan.
That's the other question I want to raise, George. Do we need any decision now on making the determination or whatever else is needed to get forward with our part of the green plan?
We do need to know that if they accept the basic concept, can we go ahead on programming and providing it?
One thing is to get them to move on green plan and really start training their people. And is it real use of it if they agree on this, that we will tell them that the motor company people coming in the order of 3 women?
Well, presidential determinations.
I just think we ought to get the Moco, whatever his name is, to get it a little clearer to him. Otherwise, he's not going to move. This compound the UN, given the present conditions in the world, that I don't. We're doing our best with the UN, but we're not sure that we can count on them to use the kind of force that would be necessary against the army in the Catan, which is large and very, the casualty would be high with the Indians. We can't get any substitute troops right away, so I think if you could get disillusioned with that to a degree, not completely, but to a degree, then I think that that certainly ought to be part of his equation. It's a fact. I don't think there's any sense. He might try to make Chambay think it's big, but there's no sense in having him think it's going to do the job for him, because that just... Don't you think?
Well, I think that's true, but I think that we've got to keep Adula's courage up. While Adula was here, we told him if he would...
I understand that, but the situation has to a degree changed. Kind of spark goes, there's another... I know what we're trying to do, but I don't think that they ought to fail to take some actions on the presumption, which is no longer a fact. I mean, we might as well not kid ourselves. We're not going to be able to use that army for large-scale, long-range fighting at this point, because the Indian people wouldn't take it, and everybody would. So you haven't got that force now.
It's not solution to the problem anyway. You might get control in the Elizabethville area, but you can't conquer the whole of the
Catania. I just want him to get a more precise assessment